WBOB studios are sponsored by the St. John's Vein Center, a nationally accredited vein center. Dr. James St. George has more than 20 years' experience as a board-certified specialist. Four locations in Jacksonville, St. John's Vein Center. One of America's most respected talk show hosts, Dennis Prager, is here every weekday from noon till 3 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Borgman. Police in Georgia finding a man's body led police in Jacksonville to finding a woman's body. The man may have taken his own life. Authorities aren't yet sure how the woman died, but they suspect foul play. The man used to rent the place on Carver Circle where the woman was found yesterday. Sixth graders will be the first to go back, and high school students will bring up the rear. Yesterday, Duval County Schools officials said that state education officials gave the go-ahead to sending students back to school buildings full-time, those who aren't using Duval Homeroom or the Virtual Instruction Academy, that is. The sixth graders will be back starting this coming Monday. 1 week later, seventh and eighth graders will go back, and a week after that, the high schoolers will do the same. Florida's oldest Confederate monument is being moved. News for Jax reports that parts of downtown St. Augustine were blocked off yesterday and will be again today while the monument is trucked off to a barge. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Good morning. Expect on and off showers for most of the day today. The high reaches about 87. This evening, mostly cloudy with a stray shower or thunderstorm. This evening's low drops to 76, and right now it is 75 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. President Trump acknowledged that he downplayed the coronavirus earlier this year, arguing that he didn't want to create a panic. Financial analysts say the economy should make a full recovery from the recession within the next 2 years. And new poll numbers show a divide between Republican and Democrats on absentee voting and voting in person.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
We are the only show that finds the clips that no one else finds, and have I got them all for you. Hey, good morning, 4 minutes after 6 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, all the way with you to 9 a.m. right here on Talk Radio WBOB. President Trump tells Bob Woodward back in March of this year that he downplayed COVID-19 because he says he didn't want to create a panic, and not many other people, he says, knew what was going on with what may or may not he didn't foresee that could have happened out there.
President Trump is acknowledging he did underplay the danger of the coronavirus to the public in order, he says, to prevent panic. The president responding to a new book by journalist Bob Woodward, in which Woodward quotes the president saying he knew the virus was dangerous and highly contagious while downplaying the risk in public. The president said this afternoon, quote, we had to show calm.
More with the breakdown, Fox News' Kristen Fisher.
Well, President Trump is calling Bob Woodward's new book a political hit job. But Woodward says that the president granted him 18 on-the-record interviews, and there are tapes.
President Trump telling author Bob Woodward he understood the severity of the coronavirus early on, but had a reason to say publicly that it was under control. Woodward's new book, Rage, shows the president realizing COVID-19 was more dangerous than the common seasonal flu. But publicly, President Trump projected an air of calm, saying things were under control.
If you have the flu, you recuperate, you get better, and they're recuperating.
Earlier today, the president defended his public stance.
And I don't want people to be frightened. I don't want to create panic, as you say. And certainly, I'm not going to drive this country or the world into a frenzy. We want to show confidence. We want to show strength.
Administration officials say the president took action early in the pandemic with travel restrictions with China in late January.
This is what the president said on tape to Bob Woodward in March of this year.
Well, I think, Bob, really, to be honest with you.
Sure, I want you to.
I wanted to always play it down. I still like playing it down.
Yes, sir.
Because I don't want to create a panic.
Democrats were quick to jump on the president. New York Senator Chuck Schumer says again, thousands of people have died because of the lack of leadership by President Trump.
There is damning proof
that Donald Trump lied and people died. This report is totally believable. We all know President Trump puts himself first, but this time the consequences were deadly.
Yesterday on Fox News, John Roberts, White House correspondent, interviewed Dr. Anthony Fauci. Fauci says, hey, we were there the whole time. Trump didn't downplay it with us.
So did you get a sense that he was or wasn't playing this down?
No, I didn't. I didn't get any sense that he was distorting anything. I mean, in my discussions with him, they were always straightforward about the concerns that we had. We related that to him. And when he would go out, I'd hear him discussing the same sort of things. He would often say, we just got through with a briefing with the group from the task force and would talk about it. So, no, it may have happened, but I have not seen that kind of distortion.
If Trump was lying, if Trump was downplaying, then according to Mark Thiessen from the Washington Post, well, then Dr. Fauci was doing the same thing, wasn't he?
If the president was lying, then Anthony Fauci was lying. On February 29th, Dr. Fauci said he was asked if people should change their habits in response to the virus. He said, no, right now at this moment, there's no need to change anything that you're doing on a day-to-day basis. Right now, the risk is still low, but that could change. I hope not, or it could be something that's reasonably well controlled. That's February 29th. President Trump did that interview with Bob Woodward on March 17th, so a couple of weeks later. So he was saying, and until March, Dr. Fauci was saying the risk was low. It's serious, but it's not something that's going to affect the lives of most people. And President Trump was simply saying he didn't want to create a panic. He didn't lie. It's ridiculous.
So Trump is the only one that downplayed the virus. Let us go back. Earlier this year, the media and the Democrats downplaying the virus, from Nancy Pelosi to Andrew Cuomo to New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, CNN's Anderson Cooper, clip number 8.
We're saying what happened in other countries versus what happened here. We don't even think it's going to be as bad as it was in other countries.
Come to Chinatown. Here we are. We're, again, careful, safe, and come join us.
Half of the people in America do not get a flu shot, and the flu right now is far deadlier. So if you're freaked out at all about the coronavirus, you should be more concerned about the flu.
And for the vast majority of New Yorkers, life is going on pretty normally right now, and we want to encourage that.
Here's more of the clips. Host of The Story, Martha McCallum, says the same thing.
Also around that time, you had leaders across the country, from Nancy Pelosi on the West Coast to Governor Cuomo here in New York, encouraging people to go out to dinner. There wasn't a lot of momentum around mask wearing at that point nationwide. So we were in a very different point with our understanding of coronavirus back in February, March. That's just a fact.
But McCallum also points out that this has been a real tough sticking point for the president to deal with, especially when it comes to the poll numbers for this year.
Comes at a time when this is an issue that the president continues to be very vulnerable on in this campaign. And time again, we see polls that show that the American people in different states across the country think that Joe Biden would do a better job of handling this issue than President Trump. So it's clearly a campaign issue that the president remains vulnerable on.
Former Tennessee Congressman Harold Ford said, hey, if you look at the Woodward book, he says probably one of the reasons why Trump downplayed it, because he didn't want to create a panic. Not many people knew what was going on at the time. We knew something was happening, but not to the extent we see today. He says look at it, folks. He says this is not going to doom the Trump presidency.
Now, I don't disagree that the president probably did not want to panic the country, but I think part of that motivation for not wanting to panic the country was to not wanting to panic the economy. President Trump has proven that one bad article, one bad interview, one bad set of words anywhere is probably not going to doom his presidency.
Yeah, it probably, as he says, won't doom the presidency here. Should President Trump have caused, and remember, I got more clips here, so I'm setting all of you up. Should the president have created, quote, a panic, or was he wise to deal with the way that he dealt with, not to scare people, back in March now, when we didn't really have that many deaths on the record?
Right. He didn't really even know what could end up happening.
Nobody
ultimately
knew.
No
yeah.
one knew. It was a brand new dynamic, you know, and we're looking
even,
at
even we didn't.
And even despite that, there was a run-up on things like toilet paper. You couldn't even find it in any of the stores.
And remember, they told you not to chill with that.
Exactly. So, you know, what's he supposed to do other than, you know, go with what he believes is the best direction for the country?
Let us go to February of this year. Guess who also said that you should not panic about COVID-19? Take a wild guess. Here it comes.
I want to talk a moment about the coronavirus.
COVID-9.
I just wanted to say a few things to set the record straight. Barack and I, when we were as president and vice president, we took on the virus that was threatening all of Africa and the rest of the world. And we set up a mechanism that that worked. But I want to take a moment to say it's not a time to panic about coronavirus, but coronavirus is a serious public health challenge.
Now, you could have taken Biden out of that and put in Trump, because he said that before Trump. That was in February. Trump made the comment in March. Doesn't right. matter. He says there's no need to create a panic. That was just a couple weeks before the interview, and still the number of deaths hadn't skyrocketed to what we might have seen that would have translated to what we've seen today. Again, folks, I find all the clips that nobody else can't. Coming up next, a full-shape recovery. Some say it could be 3 years. Some say it could be 5 years. Some other economists are saying, hey, it could be a year and a half to 2 years right around the corner. And guess what's causing all of that? Government spending is the reason why it may jump back quickly with the economy. Oh, yeah, we got all those clips coming up next. 831-0600. I want to ask you out there, when those of you on the road, when you heard this, the first thing I sat back and go, okay, wait a second. Bob Woodard's got how many hours of tape of Trump saying things? I sat back and go, please tell me he did not step into it. That was my first thought.
Right.
And then I heard more and more. I went, okay, it's going to be interesting to see where this goes. But there is an area where I differ with the president on. 904-831-0600. He says this was a political hit job. My question to you is, how many of y'all out there believe that this was a political hit job? And why? Some of you may be right. I may be wrong. I don't think I'm wrong. But I think the timing of it is very interesting. But he has got a new book coming out. Why, you know? But the president says this was a political hit job. Do you agree? 904-831-0600. Talk radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Right now, we just have our usual slow traffic at NAS Jack's. Add an extra 1 or 2 minutes. And if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Expect lots of rain today and a high of 87. This evening, partly cloudy with a few showers, and overnight the low drops to 76. Right now, 75 degrees.
You can't seem to get away from the bad news, so here's some good news for a change.
An aquarium has been closed for almost 6 months now and has had a difficult time paying their bills. So in order to stay afloat, they got a little creative. They turned off their 30-foot waterfall and jumped in to collect all the coins that people threw in to make wishes. They were able to collect just about 100 gallons of coins. The money is going to go towards general maintenance and care for the animals. Wishes really do come true. Now that's good news.
These are unique times, and Jacksonville.radio is standing with you. We provide local, family-friendly radio across multiple formats and frequencies with a diverse and loyal audience. Let us help get your message and your marketing into our communities. Call Jax.radio today so we can discuss how we can help your business. Let us help you get the right message in front of the right audience at the right time. Call 904-74-RIGHT. That's 904-74-7448. America's Everglades. There's no other place like it in the world. But we need your help to restore and protect it for future generations. So your kids, your grandkids, even your great-grandkids can experience and enjoy this national treasure. To learn more, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
Let me ask you something. What do you think is going to happen with our tax rates over the next few years? Will they go lower, stay the same, or go higher? Unfortunately, I think we all know the answer. Congress is going to have to find some way of paying for all that stimulus spending, trillions of dollars worth. So what does that mean for you? Well, it means you should start thinking now about how you can be more tax efficient in retirement. Find out more at guardingyournestegg.com.
Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. In 2 weeks, absentee vote-by-mail ballots will be going out to Florida voters who have requested them.
Florida Tax Watch has released a new report on the proposed minimum wage hike for the November ballot, saying it will create more losers than winners with the wage increase. And Florida COVID cases continue to trend downward.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
On March the 30th of this year, President Trump says, quote, "The statements I made are, I want to keep the country calm. I don't want to panic. I don't want to panic in the country. And many of you know I could cause panic much better than even you." I love that. By the way, thanks for the clips on the Everglades.
Okay, no
problem. I got those. All right. 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600.
Different presidents prepare the country differently for crisis. The Bush administration had warnings that there was going to be a humongous financial crisis. They were methodical, professional, and mature about it. And so they didn't create a run on the banks where people went out and withdrew their entire savings into cash and put it under their mattresses. JFK panicked the country during the nuclear standoff with the Soviets, told everybody to go build useless bomb shelters, and had kids hiding under their desks in the classroom to prepare for nuclear Armageddon. People prepare the country differently.
Yeah, that's Jesse Waters, co-host of Fox News The Five. Mm-hmm. Remember, Barack H. Obama told everybody that if we didn't pass the stimulus, the country was on an economic cliff. But he said, hey, don't panic. Republicans drove the car in the ditch, and I got the keys and drove it out without a tow truck. Anyway, so there's a lot of things how you want to sit back and say. The more I look at this, I was yesterday, I go, man, what did the president say again going on here? Mm-hmm. But then again, didn't want to create a panic. Here's the question. 904-831-0600. The president says this was a political hit job by Bob Woodward. Is he correct? Yes or no? I don't think it was a political hit job.
I can understand why the president would think that, though, because of the timing of it. And yeah, he, from his perspective, you know, he's heading into, you know, an election in less than 60 days, 50-something days left to go to election day. Why now? Why couldn't he put it out either after the election or, you know, sometime way back? Why wait until he creates?
Because he was selling a book.
Exactly. Well, he could have sold the book in late November, December, maybe ready for Christmas. You know?
Maybe, but why not sell it now when you get a lot more attention? But here's my question. If the president said those things which he said, how can you call it a political hit job? He wasn't misquoted, was he?
Yeah, that's true.
No, I'm just asking.
He said the things.
I agree with the president. I wouldn't have created panic. I agree with everything he said. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. Sometimes we get upset because people are saying things. Where did they get it from? You.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I've been guilty of that.
So. I know. So, have you, Roger? Anyway. Yeah. Hey, latest numbers show there is a major disparaging going on. Now, this is what the poll numbers say. I don't know if I would agree with all of this, and I'll tell you why in a moment. Between the Democrats and the Republicans of who's going to vote by mail, which is absentee. As you know, now 2 weeks from tomorrow, the absentee ballots go out here in the state of Florida. Host of Bill Hemmer Reports, Bill Hemmer.
This is what we found from a recent poll that just came about how Republicans, Democrats are so different in how they're approaching this vote. All right, this is from USA Today. In person, Republicans 2-1 will do it in person. Flip it around here and ask whether or not you will do absentee or by mail. It's 2-1 Democrats over Republicans.
So Democrats, and this is what I find interesting, Republicans in the state of Florida, let me just focus on Florida now. Republicans in the state of Florida dominate the absentee ballot.
Right.
But now, according to new numbers, we hear that the Republicans may sit back and go, no, I'm going to vote in person. And Democrats are going to sit back and say, no, I'm going to vote by mail.
Well, it looks like COVID-19 won't scare away a majority of Americans from voting in the election this year. There's a new survey out from healthinsurance.com. It shows 60% are willing to risk their health to vote in person in November. And when asked what the most important issue is, 50% said the economy. The other half said health care.
Okay, so that was Conley McShane from the Fox Business Network, that he says that 60% are going to sit back and say, hey, well, we're going to vote in person. We're going to vote in person. We're not going to vote by mail. I think they just want to kind of make sure that their vote counts. There's just kind of an interesting thing there because Republicans, I mean, everybody's sitting back going, well, to all of the Trump people out there, are you all going to vote by mail, which is absentee ballot, or are you going to vote in person? Me, I'll probably go vote in person just because I'm a traditionalist. Now, 2 years ago, I did vote by mail.
Right.
I'll early vote, maybe.
I'll either early vote or I'll vote by mail, one of the two, because that's what I do. I personally do not like having to stand in line for a half hour, 45 minutes on election day. That's just me, and everybody's different. But I think the issue this year has been, it's become a political issue where the president is against the universal mail-in ballots. So I think a lot of people who are on his team are kind of say, okay, we're going to vote in person because our leader says that's not the thing to do this year.
22 minutes after 6 a.m. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
There's construction work happening on 95 headed south, right between Lem Turner and Gulf Fair Boulevard. It has a right lane closed, so be aware. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-7233.
Expect lots of rain today and a high of 87. This evening, partly cloudy with a few showers, and overnight the low drops to 76. Right now, 75 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. As a sixth-generation jeweler, a question I get a lot is what kind of watch do you wear? The answer's a Rolex, and there are a couple of reasons. First, when my grandfather gave me a gift for graduating from college, he said, I want you to have something that you'll always remember me for. And he gave me the Rolex watch that I wear today. Now, more than 35 years later, it still runs and looks as good as it did the day I got it, a day I'll never forget. It might be the right time for you to create the same kind of memory, and nothing does it better than a Rolex from Underwoods. Whether it's a lady's or a man's, the watch is waterproof and has the classic good looks that make Rolex the watch people want to own. And at Underwoods, all of our Rolexes carry a 5-year guarantee. So stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Pontevedra, and let Rolex create a memory for you.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, use promo code WBOB, or call 1-800-950-9024. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB.
Tune in every Wednesday afternoon at 5 for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
We're looking at lots more homes coming up, lots more restaurants.
Anita has all the latest news on Northeast Florida hot properties and everything you need to know relating to your most important investment.
The whole idea is to sell your house. We know what the market is.
It's Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles every Wednesday afternoon at 5 on AM 600 and 101.1 FM Talk Radio WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Our good friends at the Florida Tax Watch Institute has released a new study that's come out. You can go to floridadaily.com, floridadaily.com to read the study there. Or go to floridataxwatch.org. They say that, believe it or not, it may create some winners when it comes to maybe union workers, as Roger's pointed out, with the minimum wage hike coming up in November. But they say it's also going to create a bunch of losers. And I don't know that we're not calling you losers out there. No, we're just going to say that most of the people that probably would be in line to have a higher pay than the minimum wage may not be able to get it because it is a one size fits all when it comes to this.
Stupidest thing is to make it nationwide doesn't even make any sense. The cost of living is literally 150% difference between, you know, Birmingham, Alabama and San Francisco. So what on earth does that even mean? You know what it is? It's a great slogan, terrible policy.
That is from the Fox Business Network. So here's the question. For example, why not let the states have their own minimum wage? Now let's break it down. Is it possible, for example, you know, some of these mayors here in the state of Florida, they don't like the idea that, for example, I'm a concealed weapons permit holder.
Right.
Uh-oh, my county, I don't want any, I want to put more gun control. In other words, the counties want to supersede the state. So my question is then, if it's not wise to have a federal minimum wage, and I wouldn't agree with that, you let the states do it. I don't agree with the minimum wage in several cases, but if you're going to do it, you let the states do it. Why not, if I may ask a question, why not, if we're going to do this, instead of having a statewide mandate for a $10 and then it increases to $15 an hour minimum wage, why don't you just let the local municipalities do it? For example, the economy in the Redneck Riviera, which I've been many a times, when you go to Perry, Florida, Taylor, and you go out west of Marianna and all of the other areas out there, the cost of living is very low compared to what may be in South Florida.
Yeah, you get a nice apartment there for $500 a month. That's not what you would be able to get at South Beach, Miami. So
yeah,
it may be a good idea maybe to have the minimum wage on the county by county level.
That's what I'm saying, because I don't support jack up the minimum wage to $10 an hour. First off, most companies are already paying it. I don't know anybody that's making minimum wage. If you are, shame on you. Go out and get, you need to better yourself and go out and get another part-time job somewhere. But the question is if, and that is the if is going to matter, why not do it county by county instead? That's what I'm getting at. And I know that that may open up a can of worms, but remember, we don't have, in many areas, we have guidelines that's set by the Department of Business Professional Regulations when it comes to barbers and hair salons and a lot of other regulations out there as well. I get that. But if you notice, county by county, we have different zoning laws. We have different the planning and environmental areas that some people land use. They're not all the same. So we vary county by county. That's all I'm saying. If you're going to do that, is it wise to have a statewide mandate or just let the cities do their own thing?
Exactly.
And that's if you're going to do it.
And you talk about winners and losers. Some people will be laid off because companies can't afford to come. Some businesses may have to close.
And I don't think this is a wise move to invoke a minimum wage. It's a one-size-fits-all. What Walmart and Target and Amazon can afford cannot be done by the average small business owner. 904-831-0600. The Biden administration says that Trump has lost all these jobs. They weren't created, especially in the manufacturing industry. Well, we've got the clips that say differently. We have all of this coming up next right here. 904-831-0600. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Going from bad to worse, a wildfire disaster in California, with parts of Washington State and Oregon also under siege. Three people have died, and a massive blaze that's burning northeast of San Francisco, with hundreds if not thousands of homes and other buildings damaged or destroyed. In Oregon, Marion County's sheriff reports two fire deaths there. Looks like a Republican coronavirus relief bill totaling $500 million will slam into a Democrat roadblock in the Senate, where a 60-vote threshold is needed to advance the measure. That threshold appears at this point to be out of reach. A vote is planned for later today. On Wall Street, yesterday, a day of big gains. Today, well, maybe not so much. Stock futures are in the red. Dow futures down 98 points. NASDAQ futures off 19. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning. I'm Adam Wortman. Duval County students who aren't using Duval Homeroom or the Virtual Instruction Academy will soon be back in class, in person, Monday through Friday. Yesterday, schools officials said that state education officials gave the go-ahead to sending students back to school buildings full-time. Sixth graders will be back starting this coming Monday. 1 week later, seventh and eighth graders will go back, and a week after that, the high schoolers will do the same.
The place was too crowded, some people were too young to drink, and the place shouldn't have been pouring drinks anyway. Jacksonville police arrested two people over the weekend at what they say was an illegal nightclub off Bay Meadows Road. First Coast News reports that one of the people arrested was renting the place. Police in Georgia finding a man's body led police in Jacksonville to finding a woman's body on Carver Circle. The man may have taken his own life. Authorities aren't yet sure how the woman died, but they suspect foul play. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Are you ready for the long weekend? Well, don't go anywhere just yet because we have an amazing show lined up for you on the next America First. Kimberly Guilfoyle, Warrior Princess, to talk about the incredible speech she gave at the RNC. Then Charlie Kirk, Turning Point USA, pushing back on political correctness across America. Then Gordon Chang on the threat of China. And lastly, Marsha Blackburn.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
There's construction work happening on 95 headed south, right between Lem Turner and Gulf Air Boulevard. It has a right lane closed, so be aware. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-7233.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today with scattered thunderstorms. The high 87. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 77. Right now, 75 degrees. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Financial analysts say the economy should make a full recovery from the recession within the next 2 years. New poll numbers show a divide between Republican and Democrats on absentee voting and voting in person. And President Trump acknowledged that he downplayed the coronavirus earlier this year, arguing he didn't want to create a panic.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
All right, 6:33. Let's take some calls. Charlotte. Hey, Charlotte. Good morning. Thank you for calling.
Good morning.
Hey.
I just wanted to say, I know you were saying you said something. Shame on you if you're only making minimum wage. Well, I teach high school, and high school students are appropriate at minimum
correct.
Wage when they start.
Correct. 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 Thank you for clarifying that. And I'm not standing. I sit corrected. You are exactly, you know what I'm talking about. I should have clarified that, Charlotte. I meant for those out there that are in their 30s and 40s. So, but you are correct.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to point that out. That
no, you were right.
An appropriate.
You were right.
For minimum wage.
You were right. And by the way, oh man, dadgum, I was just going to ask her. Man, here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm wrong, I admit it. Here's the question. Why are they paying teenagers more than the minimum wage?
I don't know. When I was a teenager, I made more than the minimum wage. Yeah, I was like in 10th grade.
You're a baller.
I was like a couple, you know, dollars more an hour.
Yeah, so Charlotte, thank you for clarifying. Yeah,
I didn't make minimum wage till I was in my 20s.
That's right. If you're in high school, but hold on, but here's the point. Roger, you and I have actually had parents call us up. This has been a big topic.
Mm-hmm.
For the last few years. We've actually had parents call us up and go, my son's making more than minimum wage.
Yeah.
By the way, Charlotte, I'd love to have you call back. I'd like to know where the teenagers are making the minimum wage at.
Yeah.
Well, because I don't know anybody making the minimum wage. Well, actually, McDonald's and people are paying more than the minimum wage.
Yeah, the station I worked for when I was in high school, the management really loved me, and they paid me more than minimum wage, and I got bigger bonuses than many of the adults there,
yeah.
And it created some animosity, to be frank.
Yeah, can anybody tell me which companies are paying just the minimum wage? Can somebody tell me that? 904-831-0600. Any part of the morning show, the first hour that you might miss, just go to the website, WBOB.com, and you can go there. You can listen to it or download it as well, all of our podcasts also, at WBOB.com, and click on right where it says the Ed Dean Extra. And by the way, I'm holding my smartphone. I'm not very smart, but the phone's very smart. Mm-hmm. I'm holding it up. Download that radio app. It's no charge, no pop-ups. Just go to WBOB.com. All right, here on our Newsmaker line, our good friend David Williams, you've seen him on the Fox Business Network. He's also the president of the Taxpayers Protection Alliance. I probably should have clarified that, but David, I don't even know teenagers barely make them the minimum wage. This is a hot issue. As you know, you cover this many times on this radio show, and also because you covered a lot of economics with your all's group out of Washington, D.C., a $10 hour proposed minimum wage is like $8.56. I don't know anybody making the minimum wage. And by the way, I've been told that even high schoolers that are working right now make higher than the minimum wage. How do you assess this?
Yeah, a lot of people are making more than the minimum wage, but let's keep in something in mind is that we have small businesses during COVID that were shut down, and they're trying to reopen, and to mandate that they pay a minimum wage, I mean, I think is really just foolhardy at this point, because you want these businesses to come back, and they may not be able to. And you mentioned the Walmarts, yes, they can afford it, but these mom and pop businesses that may not come back. I mean, let's give them a break. Let's get them up and running again before we put all these mandates on them.
Hey, by the way, I always love talking government spending, which I'm going to get to here in a moment, in economics. I got some great clips here. I got to play this clip. Jesse Waters, I'm a fan of Jesse. Wasn't originally, but I'm a fan of Jesse, co-host of Fox News The Five. This is all around this Bob Woodward book that Trump didn't want to create panic. By the way, we just played the clip a few moments ago where Joe Biden said in February this year that there was no need to panic. So would the media call him out on that? Listen to what Jesse says. During at the time when all this was going on in February, that this was happening during impeachment. Listen to clip number, 25 of what Jesse said if the president wanted to create panic about COVID-19. Here's the clip.
If you go back to January, right after the briefing on the coronavirus, this is in the middle of an impeachment trial. If the president had all of a sudden called a massive news conference and said, listen, there could be a major pandemic coming out of China. We don't have a cure for it. We don't know what causes it. We don't know where it came from, how it got here, if China's going to be able to contain it, if we're going to be able to contain it. But I just wanted to let you know, that would cause complete pandemonium in this country, and the media would say he's just trying to distract from it.
Kind of like Bill Clinton in 1998 bombing medicine factories in Iraq.
Well, listen, he's absolutely right. But look at Trump's actions. In late January, he shut down travel between the U.S. and China and Hong Kong. So he knew what was happening. But do you really want a president to run out in front of the cameras and his hair's on fire and we have this massive virus coming to the U.S. No, you don't want that out of a president. And Ed, here's the problem is that it's easy to play Monday morning quarterback. And that's what Joe Biden has. Like 170,000 people, 180,000 people have died. That's tragic. But, they were saying that 2 million people were going to die back in March and April. So let's keep this in perspective. It's easy to be Joe Biden.
Yeah, I know it is. Here's one of the clips. You and I talk a lot about economics and spending. Financial analyst, and I know you cover, you dissect the numbers. You've been with some big groups over the last 20 years out of D.C., dissecting the real numbers on both sides of the political aisle, by the way. Here is financial analyst with the Carlyle Group, David Rubenstein. Everybody says this could be 2 to 5 years. Who knows what's going to happen? He says because of the amount of money we've spent. Now, that may advocate, hey, we need to spend more government money. Some people may take it when you hear this clip. He thinks that there could be a full-blown recovery from this recession within about a year and a half to 2 years. Here's the clip.
I do think normally in a recession, it takes about 2 or 3 years to get back to where you were before the recession started. But because the federal government has put so much money into this, I suspect we'll be back to where we were before the recession within a year and a half or 2 years.
David, so first off, let me focus on that. Are at least most economists in that same ballpark or not?
So, no, they're not. I mean, we have a very divided, the economists are divided on this. One economist says that we need to spend $3 trillion more economic relief. So, I mean, that's a huge number. Here's the problem. We have this big unknown, and that's November and who the next president is going to be, because I want to be optimistic and say that a year and a half. But if Biden becomes president and he raises taxes, even on the wealthy or on corporations, that is going to stymie any sort of economic recovery. So, it's really tough to say in September what's going to happen a year and a half, especially during an election year. So I think it's optimistic, which is obviously good, but there's still a lot of unknowns.
So let's talk about the economy. Joe Biden, here's one of the clips, clip number 5, I think, or is it clip number 12? This is where Biden said that the economy will not make a strong comeback.
Do you expect a V-shaped recovery?
No, I don't.
Surge is relative. So if you're losing tens of millions of jobs, and we're well over 30, millions and millions of jobs, and you gain back a quarter of that or half of that, it's going to look like there's real growth.
Yeah, well, that's what they were saying when he was the VP. Now, let's go a little bit further. He's talking about manufacturing jobs. They're not there. Let us go back. March of 2019,
yeah.
Here is the National Association of Manufacturers, Jay Timmons. He said it literally was night and day between Obama and Trump when it came to manufacturing. Listen to this clip.
Well, the interesting takeaway is, as you heard, manufacturing is really on the rise right now. We've created about 450,000 jobs in the last 2 years. And the 2 years prior to that, it's about 60,000. So you can see the huge increase, the number of jobs being created.
I mean, if you're talking, 200-300% more. So here's the question. Is this going to be able to translate into pushing Trump over the victory line? Or, because, I mean, Biden's out there, the economy, you know, unemployment's dropped, but is it still feeling a positive or negative effect on people out there?
It's still feeling a positive effect, and it really started with the tax cuts at the end of 2017 and also the regulatory reform. Let's not forget what Trump did with regulations. I mean, I think it was for every, you know, one regulation, new regulation, he cut eight. I mean, it was a really incredible number, and this is what is fueling the recovery. You know, we had 4% unemployment before COVID, and we're seeing sort of the boomerang effect is that you close down the economy, and let's remember, it wasn't Trump that closed down the economy. The states, the governors had a lot of control over this. You had a lot of difference between Florida and Michigan. You know, Florida opened up earlier and Michigan was afraid. So, you know, this is not all on Trump when you look at the recovery in the different states.
But yeah.
It's it's very telling, though, to see just how quickly the unemployment numbers have rebounded. We're at 8.4%. I mean, this is, you know, what we saw last week coming out of unemployment at 8.4% is a miracle. Let's be clear. It's a miracle to go from, you know, 15, 16, 70% to 8% in a mere month. And it shows you, to me, the resiliency of the economy.
All right. Listen to this guy. This is the Federal Reserve president of the Bank of Minneapolis, Neil is it Kashkari? He's the one who said we should be shutting down things again between 4 to 6 weeks to get rid of COVID. Listen to what he said. He was asked about spending and debt and financing, that it was good to do it right now. Listen to this.
They talk about this aid bill, and particularly the size of the unemployment benefit, is that it's putting too much strain on the deficit. But won't racking up debt ultimately be something we have to deal with in the long term?
So racking up debt. I mean, how are we going to deal with it in the long term? He says, no, actually, it's a good time to borrow. Interest rates are low. And he says, quote, the economy, once it gets better, will pay off the debt. Listen to this.
Simply not an issue because we're not having to go abroad to fund the extra money for the CARES Act or whatever is to come. So that provides a lot of relief right now. And if you look over the long term, our inflation has been very low. Inflation continues to be low. Inflation expectations continue to drift lower.
Huh.
Right now, the U.S. can fund itself at very, very low rates. Congress should use this opportunity to support the American people and the American economy. I'm not worried about it. If we get the economy growing, we will be able to pay off the debt.
Wow. I've even heard that from some of my conservative friends. I keep asking, wait a second, what makes you think you can grow your way? You still have to cut the fat as well.
Well, what a horrible example for kids. You know, it's like, oh, well, the credit card I just gave you only has, you know, 2% interest. It may have 10% interest or 15% in a couple of years, but, you know, just run it up now. What could possibly go wrong? So what a horrible economics lesson we're teaching the kids of America, right? I mean, it's
forget
so
the kids, the adults.
I mean, listen, we're talking about interest on the debt at $400 to $500 billion a year. This is just interest on the debt, and this is at a time when borrowing is good. You know, imagine if, you know, when interest rates go up, we're going to talk, you know, $600 to $700 billion a year in interest. That's what the Pentagon spends. Listen, interest may be the same as what we're spending on defending this country. So that's why you can't just keep writing a blank check and hoping, you know, you spend your way out of this problem.
You know, I've got some interest on that individual. What, you're interested? No, I actually have interest. I got to pay that. Anyway, a little fun there. Hey, David Williams, I always enjoy having you come on. You can see him all the time on, you can hear him all the time on talk radio throughout the country. Also, Fox Business Network, president of the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, the website, protectingtaxpayers.org. David, always enjoy having you come on, brother.
Thanks, Ed.
All right.
Yeah, one of our highlights, Dave.
Yeah,
Dave
we will. We will continue more up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, 646 Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
A bit of slow traffic on Beach Boulevard headed towards the beach just before Hodges. Add an extra couple minutes, and there's no way we can see it all. So if there's anything that you see, just give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today with scattered thunderstorms. The high 87. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 77. Right now, 75 degrees.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and/or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, you're going to get the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1947.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Florida Tax Watch has released a new report on the proposed minimum wage hike in November, saying it will create more losers than winners with the wage increase. Florida COVID cases continue to trend downward, and in 2 weeks, absentee vote-by-mail ballots will be going out to Florida voters who have requested them.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
I signed the Great American Outdoors Act, the most significant investment in our national parks in over a century, since Teddy Roosevelt. You know, they came to my office.
Roger, this was about, before I get to the calls, at 904-831-0600. President Trump, as we talked about yesterday, was down in Jupiter, Florida.
Yeah.
I know that area very well. Anything south of Jupiter, I don't recognize
my daughter Florida. Went to college there, yeah.
It's a good area. Very wealthy area, so hence Roger's daughter went to school down there. not making that up. It's a very wealthy area. So,
on a full scholarship,
so,
by the way.
So listen to who the president calls out here in the audience as he signs this to all the people there, as he signs an area to protect the parks, and also he brags about banning more offshore drilling. Listen to who he calls out now.
There's a lot of the senators that I just introduced, and Ron and everybody. They came to my office. They said that this will make us and make you the number one environmental president since Teddy Roosevelt. I said, that sounds good, because I wasn't going to do it. I figured, you know, let's not do it. But when they said that, that was like a challenge. But it's true. Number one since Teddy Roosevelt. Who would have thought? Trump is the great environmentalist. You hear that, Ed?
Yeah, I heard it. So there you go. Calling me out. All right. So anyway.
Shout out to Ed Dean from the president.
Oh, thank you. 904-831-0600. Brad. Hey, Brad, thanks for calling this morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, the minimum wage hike was designed to close the gap between the working middle class and the poor in the country, or those just starting out with work. What will happen is, if it goes to $15 an hour, that's going to be the new ground floor for employment, you know, wage earners. And then if you have somebody making $30 an hour currently that has a certain lifestyle, it's going to close the lifestyle gap drastically because all of those costs are going to be pushed off to the upper consumers that purchase the cars, the houses, the boats that go out to eat all the time. It is totally designed to close the gap between the poor and the working middle class. In a U.S. quarter that was made back in 1963, 64, 90% silver content that we use for currency in this country has went up 2,000% in value. Today, that same quarter is about $5. We need to bring the dollar value back to the U.S. economy, bring the value of the dollar up.
Well, if you had a better economy, the value of the dollar would go up.
Right, through proper trade agreements and not getting fleeced or fleeced by all of these other countries like China. And I know it's hard to compete with slave labor. I mean, we can do it through our prison system, and I think we currently are, WAC and HUT and other organizations. But we need to really have some positive trade deals for this country and also lowering energy costs. That will help every man, woman, and child in the country lowering the cost of energy.
Yeah. Man, Brad, for a second, I thought you were running for Congress there, man. You kind of nailed it out pretty interestingly.
Yeah.
There are so many, to Brad's point, he was supposed to cut the gap. Has it? Well, according to, no, it hasn't cut the gap. Having said all of this, there are so many arguments that is not being, again, this is Journalism 101. For years as a reporter, we always get taught, well, not everybody teaches this, it's not always the main one, it's always the follow-up question, because many elected officials don't answer the question. But there's so many questions that could be asked in the minimum wage that are not asked. One of the questions I always ask is, for example, how do you tell somebody who's making $15 an hour now, who has the experience, who had to go to schooling, and didn't get a college degree, had to go to training to go work for a company, and then now you're telling that this individual who has no training, no experience, gets bumped up to you at $15 an hour. I'm saying, where's the fairness with that?
Right.
That's all. I mean, whatever your view is, I'm just saying these are the questions that are not being asked.
Well, probably what will end up happening is that the employer will end up having to give everybody a raise just to keep everybody, you know, happy.
Yeah.
You know, if you're making $15 an hour, that's the new minimum wage. Guess what? You're going to be making $18 an hour now.
So that to me is a main question. Where's the fairness about that? We had a caller, you know, a little bit ago saying, well, you know, because I said, if you're making minimum wage, shame on you. She goes, well, they're teenagers. And she was correct. Having said that, I wish you would have called back. It was my fault. And she can still call back. Is tell me where the teenagers are making a minimum wage. I don't know any teenagers making a minimum wage. If they are, tell them to go out and find something better or stick with the job and maybe get paid more.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, are they getting bonuses? Are they getting this? What else is being thrown into there? I know Walmart uses the argument, well, we don't pay $15 an hour, but they get all of this. Okay, that's good, but it doesn't sell. I'm saying on the surface wise. But I don't know anybody making a minimum wage.
Some of these minimum wage employers, you know, what they do is that they give free college tuition reimbursement to everyone who's making minimum wage, helping the younger people, you know, do better to end up leaving the company and going on and doing something more professional.
Yeah. The question is it going to get 60% this year? I think it's close. I would have thought, I agree with you. I think this thing would have heavily passed if COVID had not been involved.
Right.
And I don't know if it's going to happen right now. 655 Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Our usual light traffic on JTB headed east, right between Hodges and San Pablo. As of right now, you'll just add an extra couple minutes, but expect it to pick up. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today with scattered thunderstorms. The high 87. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 77. Right now, 75 degrees.
Z, the founder at Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant on 103rd Street, would like you to stop by 7 days a week for takeout or drive-through from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant has almost a dozen flavors of wings and 30 shrimp for just $9.99. Don't forget the original Kronos Heroes, oysters, the original chicken sandwich, and more. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. You've tried the rest, now try Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Riesch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Riesch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reich Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reich Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reich Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reich Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Tune in to AM 600 WBOB every Tuesday evening at 5 for the Tony D. Means Business Show with host Tony Davis. Tony fully understands the ups and downs of being in business today. With over 25 years of experience in corporate America and as a small business owner in a variety of industries, Tony D. gets it. If it's good for business, you'll hear about it on this show. If it's bad for business, you'll really hear about it on this show. The Tony D. Means Business Show, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. right here on AM 600 WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
This is why parents are leaving schools. This is beyond insane. There are words for this kind of insanity. It wasn't a toy gun. It was a picture of a toy gun. There was no incident because he wasn't at school. It was so clearly a fake gun. It had an orange tip. It was green and said Zombie Hunter. And he didn't take it in his backpack to school and wave it around. It was a picture of a toy gun.
This is from Fox Business Network Kennedy. Remember back on, was it Tuesday, we covered this story where a 12-year-old boy who had a boatload of Nerf guns, he was showing it off, man, and pictures of his guns. Mm-hmm. He got suspended because it was a fake gun and they didn't call his parents. Instead, they called the police, the local school district. To find out.
And he didn't bring it to school.
It was a picture of a. It was at an online class.
Online class showed it on the video webcam.
Yeah.
And the overreaction, calling the police, that should scare the crap out of any parent. Because imagine what other justifications a school could use to send police to your house. So what if you have an overzealous police officer or a social worker who takes the child out of the home? And then parents have to spend tons of money on...
By the way, we got a clip of... This is what the mom said. Danny Elliott says all you had to do was just call me.
If they felt at any point that my son or anyone in my home were in immediate danger, why not call the parents first? 9 times out of 10, I'm standing right outside the room, and I could have rushed in there had it been a real gun, and I could have easily alleviated the situation.
Yeah, you got my name, you got my number, you know where I live. Why did you not call me?
Yeah.
That's all she's saying. Anyway, 904-831-0600, 904-831-0600. The president says it was a political hit job, and what he said back in March, I differ. I don't think it was a political hit job. He said it. How could it be a hit job? Because of the timing? Well, the guy's selling a book. The question is, did the president say it or not? But the question is he wrong that he says he didn't want to create a panic? He wasn't the only one that said that. All coming up next, Talk Radio WBOB.